Are you ready?
Yes.
Sully! Just in time, here you go.
I did want an entourage, so I have to wait for my husband to get
Oh, yeah.
Entourage. You're cute entourage.
My cute, adorable entourage, but not necessarily quiet.
Okay, we're officially calling the meeting's order at 4:05 p.m. Roll call.
Okay, I will take the roll. Chair Bruder.
Present.
Trustee Rubel.
Here.
Vice Chair Ellison.
Present.
Okay. Item number 3, public comments. Persons may address the board on any subject matter within the board's jurisdiction that is not limited as an item on the agenda. Listed as an item on the agenda. State law generally prohibits the board from discussing and taking action on any issue not included on the agenda, but if appropriate, the board may schedule a topic for future discussion or refer the matter to staff.
No public comments.
Okay. Item number 4, presentations. The following items will be presentations given to the board. Action on these items is typically limited to the board receiving the presentation and providing direction or feedback to staff as appropriate. And item 4.1, library updates from City Library 1.
Well, I was like, we have a lot actually. since we last saw you, I'll kind of go in order. First, we had the opening of the Filipino Americans of the South Bay Crosby of the South Bay exhibit, and that was on Sunday the 2nd. Did I say that?
October 2nd.
Second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It feels like an eternity ago.
No.
But yeah,
I
it was.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and that went really, really well. It's been an amazing exhibit. You don't have a chance to look at it. Take a look at it. I'm going to actually turn over a little bit to Erwin so that he can talk about the art exhibit that accompanies it.
Yeah, so to support the Filipinos of South Bay historical exhibit, I did a call for artists and curated a Filipino artists of South Bay. We have 15 artists. You'll see their work here at Civic Library, also at City Hall, Building A, and at South Library. So take a look at those. I made sure to label all of them to make sure that they were that you're looking at the Filipinos of South Bay art piece. So you get a nice variety of work there. You'll get different artists, different mediums. So we'll have illustrators, we have painters, photographers. Some really great works of art. I think it's the first of its kind in South Bay, let alone San Diego. We've never had an art exhibit that is just,
both
the historical exhibit
yeah.
and the art exhibit. So, yeah, really good stuff. So check it out if you can.
And then later that week we did a preview of Casa Casillas, which is right there above Eucalyptus, and we did an event over there where we actually showcased Southwestern College art as well as the mayor's mom's art. And they got to see the renderings, the architects were on site, they got to view it. That's just the beginning of that. There'll still be a ribbon cutting for that facility as well. But we wanted to do something more recently while the mayor's still in office. Halloween events?
Sure. We have we have a couple Halloween events happening at our branches. So the first one will be at the Otay branch, which is Wednesday the 26th at 10. Inspire Ballet will be there. She'll be doing some dances and have costumes with them. The second event is on the same day, but that one is in the evening at Civic Center. They're going to be doing stories, crafts, and trick-or-treating. And then the South Branch Library will have an event on Thursday the 27th at 5, featuring the book Creepy Crayon, and they'll be doing games and trick-or-treating as well.
What time is the one at Civic?
The one at Civic is from 5 to 7.
And that's on the 26th?
The 26th, yes.
Thank you.
And then we will be having an altar, community altar, Dia de los Muertos community altar at the South Branch, starting on Wednesday the 26th. So if you want to bring photos, or anyone can bring photos of someone who has passed, you can highlight them there.
We also, this week, just hosted, you want to talk about Frida?
Oh, right, yeah. So we had, one of our, Create Chula Vista Arts Grant recipients was San Diego Opera. So we had a performance right here last week. It was beautiful. It was like Frida Kahlo's, I think it's her favorite songs or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And we had an actual like San Diego opera singers in here. It was wonderful because I think they were in here like rehearsing. And you could hear the rehearsing down the stairway.
Yeah.
I was like, what is that? And then it was amazing. It was great to have the opera here. What was that?
They didn't mean it.
They don't use them when they perform, so yeah, their voice carries.
They wanted to do it out on the deck, but it was kind of gloomy and cold that day, so it actually worked out here.
And then tomorrow we have the Southwestern College Lecture Series.
The Lecture Series.
But it's based on the Filipino American, for our Filipino American History Month, and it's actually, Unsettling Histories.
Yeah.
And Erasures. That's and it's one of the Southwestern College instructors who are presenting. Mm-hmm. So that's going to happen tomorrow at 6. I think that's it, right? Besides our normal story times.
We do have, I think we have Fix-It Clinic. I think that was one of the...
We do.
That's
but that's, yeah.
January.
For South. It's Civic. I forget what it was. Anyway, Fix-It Clinics, if you've never heard of those. I think we're actually going to have it next month, November 19th, letting you know ahead, where you can bring like broken items, like a broken like toaster or something like that. You can learn how to fix it yourself. That way it's like sustainable. You don't have to buy a new product. So that's a program coming up. Asian Story Theater is having another performance, another Creative Vista Arts Grant recipient. They're having a performance here on November 12 and 13. It's called Not Working. It's a play about, well, it's a musical about COVID, about the lockdown, and really talking about the essential workers or those who were like really the most affected by COVID, by the pandemic. What's unique is that right after each performance, they're going to have performances all around San Diego. They're going to have two here. What's unique about it is that right after the performance, which is an hour long, they're going to have a forum, a discussion about the particular theme. So the themes they're going to be talking about here are fake news and the health workers. And I think there's another one, but that's here. But anyway, those are coming up November 12th and 13th. That's the weekend. That's a Saturday and Sunday.
Our children's room is nearing towards the completion, so you guys will be hearing more about that and the ribbon cutting for that. I'm going to guess probably mid-November, just for finishing touches and the last minute stuff. Majority of it will be done likely before the beginning of November, but there'll be the final things that we're going to put off in there, including a mural and some other pieces that we need to kind of get in. And then we'll do a ribbon cutting of that sometime in November too. We're excited. We want our children's room back. We're ready.
The other thing, too, related to that, we're trying to get all the books out of there because we're going to have our third annual Globe for All event from the Old Globe Theater. So they're going to be doing a Shakespeare performance again back in Marketplace, in that space over there. So we're really excited to bring that back in where it was original. So this is our third time doing that, Globe for All. So that's November 19th as well, I believe, that in the evening.
And then the last thing was last week, Wednesday. Midway last week, we had the state librarian come down from Sacramento, and he wanted to see us and hear about the Cinematic Arts Library. So we presented in front of him. He's just like super excited over it. We actually met on site where it's going to be at and got to tour it virtually so that he understands what's going to go in there. And we're headed towards kind of finalizing the funding on that. If you saw council 2 weeks ago, David Alvarez presented a check in front of the city council. So. And I think that's it for us. That's not a lot, but that's it for us right now. Anything else, Phoebe? Oh, you had your fire event.
Oh, yes. On Saturday, last Saturday we had the Chula Vista Fire Department had an event outside of South. It's one of the last times that the community can come out and see the fire exhibit at the library at the branch, but great turnout, lots of families. They had all of their trucks out. They had canine demonstrations, lots of giveaways.
I saw that on the news.
Yeah, the community came out for it. There were a lot of people.
Item number 5, action items. Items listed in this section of the agenda will be considered individually by the board and are expected to elicit discussion and deliberation. 5.1, approval of the September 21, 2022 meetings.
Take a vote?
Yes.
Chair Bruder? Oh, you're still reviewing.
Sorry.
Are you still reviewing? Sorry.
I'm still reviewing. Yes.
Yes. Trustee Rubel?
Aye.
Vice Chair Ellison?
Aye.
All right. And it passes unanimously.
Six staff comments.
No comments. No comment.
All right, we want to add number 7, chair's comments. I do not have any additional comments. I appreciate the update. Item number 8, trustees' comments.
I just have a question about advertising for all of this. So, like, I saw the art exhibit was on social media, like, all the artists. And I believe I saw about the Casa Casillas, but I feel like half of the stuff never makes it on the like advertising outside of the library calendars. Like social media is kind of my go-to for finding things out. Is it just, am I missing it, or are we still not?
We are, so currently with all of our staffing, we're restructuring our social media team.
Okay.
So we will be getting that started.
And some of them too, like CASA was an invite only.
Yeah.
Because it's limited.
Maybe it was on email then.
Yeah.
Like, but I knew about that one.
That was the city clerk.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Like it was really, because CASA was so small.
Yeah.
The museum and the art, we always take like a backseat to in some ways. It was actually Bosby and that group that actually sent out the primary, and then we did a secondary. But they do try, I think all of our Halloween ones though, I've seen on social. At least majority of them.
I'm trying to think if they were.
It depends on the ballet one. I know Inspire,
Yeah.
I saw the opera.
The opera one.
Because I had
put
that on my calendar and then I ended up with a conflict. I was so excited, and then we had something else going on. But I just was wondering, because I know half of this stuff I don't care about until I'm in this room.
And, I mean, are you guys getting the calendar?
Yeah, I think it's like, I don't know. You all?
The print calendar?
I think it was a while ago. Last time I was at Otay, I asked them about it, and they were like, well, we have it in hand out.
Yeah, every month we have a calendar.
Yeah.
But as far as social media, we don't put everything on social media, but we'll usually try to highlight the main events that we have.
The feature.
Yeah.
They have the calendar online too, because I know they handed out
It's not, and that's something that I meant to like put on there. So yeah, I need to start looking.
There is the city calendar. If you go onto our website,
it's all on there.
All the staff enter all of the events on there too. So you should be able to find that on the city calendar.
But that particular document.
Yeah, this one
on
is. Not.
It's not on there. Yeah. But the actual calendar is there.
It'd be good if you had a PDF of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We
That'd
used to.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Well, we just barely brought that back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things are moving forward.
I remember getting those.
Sometimes we would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes we would, depending on the event.
Okay.
Any other comments? Okay. Item number 9, adjournment. We're adjourning the meeting at 4:20 p.m. to the regular meeting on November 16th, 2022 at 4 p.m.
Okay.